Blog Talk Radio.
Over, no greater friend you'll find.
Welcome, everyone, to our Raptor Centric Church. Jesus is our pastor, and we hope to display his great qualities every time we get together. Father, lead us in our show today. We thank you for being ever present with us and guiding us in our daily walk. In Jesus' name, help us to continue to do that to your glory. Amen. Want to say hi to everybody in chat. So far, I see Ben and Cheryl John and a couple of guests and Andre and Alana and Raina and Michelle and Rosemary and Tana and Thomas and Tressie. Hi, Tressie. And on the line, we've got several people. And I'm just going to do a quick little mini chat. This is spontaneous and kind of out of context. I was really moved the other day, and this is just the first time I've hosted since this really came to me. But I just really, just a little message out there for everybody's consideration. I think a lot of us, we're not going to really fall into this trap, but it's relationships and people are an unusual kind of a thing, and it's just really brought to my attention in a couple of different ways over the last few days how sometimes we can have people in our lives that we really, really cherish, that are really important to us. We have in our own perceptions the best intentions for. But sometimes we become so engrossed with that it's possible, instead of treating people like people, it's possible that we treat them more like possessions, people that we just like to have around, people that we want to do the things that we want them to do. And this is an adult thing, as for adults as well as anybody's kids. But, sometimes we just really need to sit back and think, am I treating these people like persons, or am I treating them like a possession that is, part of my decorating, part of the environment that I have around me? And I know I've had an experience where I've really been considering that, and I've seen some other people go through similar situations where sometimes in the zeal to have things be the way we think they ought to be, we forget there are people, not possessions, involved. Okay, that's my mini preach for right now. We've got a lot of people on the line. I'm going to open up. I think Judy's here, and she may have a few observations for us today. Hello, Judy, if she will unmute herself. Possibly. Possibly not.
Howdy, Judy, church. It's howdy, duty time. It's time to start the show. Me and Rojo are double kissing each other in the chat room. We're doing lots of kissing. It's funny because she keeps kissing me, and then I kiss her back, and then she kisses me back, and then I think we've done it 10 times. I love you, Rojo.
It's a scandal.
I went to the Pacific Sewer today. We had a field trip.
Woo-hoo.
We saw lots of dead crabs everywhere. Big ones, like the kind you eat in a restaurant. They're really big, and my son thought they were so cool because they were all intact, and so he was cracking them open and stuff and having fun. They were big, they were huge, like I said, ones that you would buy at the store to eat. And that was fun. The Pacific Sewer is dying. There was no seagulls. Crazy stuff, guys, but we had fun playing in it. We sure love it. We have record temperatures right now in California. So how can you not go to that ocean with zero wind factor? Oh, Lordy. So pretty out. It's not even October. I don't believe it. Well, I don't have anything to say.
Well,
just that the Lord's coming and he loves us, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm just going to be listening, and I will mute myself.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that. So, you know, it's the Lord is wonderful, and he guides us in so many great ways. The Lord gave me a word yesterday while we're doing our praise and worship, and I read it a couple of times, but really directed to come back to this because it shows the kind of an attitude, and one I also hope that we can reflect on today's show. It's just more of a lighthearted approach and have some fun, even with the expectations that we're living in right now. So anyway, this is the word that he gave me, and it is very lighthearted, but it's also useful. And it goes like this. Hi, gang. It's Dad. I'm so proud of my Raptor-centric church. I love you so much. My work is done through your church body and your testimony. You are serious in the most loving way. Love is the most powerful. I have love fireworks. Wait till you see them. Come stay with me first. Focus on the fun and not the wait. The wait is almost over. Let's enjoy the show. So let us enjoy the show and go forward. And he's clearly entreating us to basically embrace the fun. So we should do that. I have, speaking of fun, by the way, I have a little announcement I want to make just to make everything clarify. We have some small gifts headed out to a few of our family members, and they happen to have a theme song, and I'm going to play that right now. Mutant Ninja Turtles, born of an irradiated society, which we live in right now. How timely. I see, in fact, Thomas, Ben, and Sir Bell. I don't know. I don't think Jared, unless I'm getting the numbers confused. And I need to organize. Yeah, it's Ben. I think I'm not seeing Jared. But anyway, here's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle news. It's a very quick announcement. I just wanted everybody to understand that while we're expecting to be mightily entertained by our wise but young family members, that what we were able to acquire and what is on their way to these warriors for God and Turtledom is our character sunglasses, which are pretty cool on their own, but they're not costumes. And the reason they're not costumes is because we couldn't find any. I thought I found one costume, and I found out that the costume, what they call a costume in this case, was a shirt and then they show it with a mask, but it doesn't come with the mask. You have to buy the mask separately, and since we couldn't find any masks, especially all four of them together, and I know that Judy even tried, I think today, to find some somewhere, and it looked like they had them, and then when they really went and checked, no, they didn't. So I just want you to not be disappointed because you don't have costumes, because we're really trying to help, but what's available is available. So anyway, do the best you can, and we will keep our eyes out. Maybe something will show up after the spooky day is past, if we're still here, which probably we won't be. Anyway, so that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle announcement for today, and we will close our segment of the program with our theme song. We just need to have, instead of talking about all the disasters like Fukushima and all the radiation in the Pacific and all these other things, we just need to have our Teenage Mutant Ninja news segment. We'll try that. Okay, I'm going to open up some lines here and see what we've got going. I think this is Thomas. Thomas, is this you? I think Thomas? It is. Yeah. It is Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. I was sleeping a lot today. I slept in till like 3 in the afternoon, and I just wanted to like dream the whole time. So that's what I did. And my last dream, before I woke, I was dreaming about I was in like a Pokemon dream. Like it was Pokemon in real life, and I was with my brother, and we were trying to buy Pokeballs. And they cost too much, and I didn't have any money, so I couldn't buy any.
Wow. Actually, that reminds me that I had a dream that he did something he did to me the other day. He used a particular person's voice to send a message after my attention was gotten sort of with the dream. And that was how he caused me to remember it. It was just, it's a subtle message. I'm not even sure I understand what it means. But it's definitely, actually, I was inspired to play that song In the Air Tonight that I had at the beginning, because that really seemed like a good theme for yesterday, because a lot of us were having that kind of sleepiness or low energy kind of a thing. And so it's going around, and, you know, I've had a different kind of a feeling in the last couple of days, where almost kind of an emotional thing, like the Lord was sharing. I've come to understand today that it's somewhat Him sharing things with me. And I'm still not exactly sure where it's going, but, and I've asked Him about it. He said, well, you don't have to do anything about it. I'm like, okay, fine. But He has it around me. And so there's definitely things in the air that we're feeling right now. I'm not sure. Interesting to see how it'll all manifest. I'm going to bring on Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, y'all. Glad to be here.
Raphael was the costume that I thought we had, but it was kind of a fail. So we'll keep looking.
I didn't hear, but I'm glad that you shared that word at the start of the show because, you know, I was thinking about the people yesterday who probably didn't, you know, listen to the archives or anything. That was really encouraging, and you know, I really enjoyed it, and I really do think it's just like what, you know, was said in the word that, you know, like it, we're so close right now. It's like mainly the Lord wants our focus and our attention to be on Him and things like that. And well, for me today, you talk about this tired thing. Well, I'm actually, you know, for like three straight days in a row, I've had, you know, I've been working my butt off and everything like that. And today, I wasn't able to sleep all day long today. I've been trying to, but, you know, right before I got on the show, like I look up and like I see that, like, you know, I normally don't look at like things in, you know, cloud formations and stuff like that. I saw like a dove in the sky, like right when I call in the show. Like I sit down and I look up, and you know. And it's one of those cartoonish-looking doves. So, like, if somebody else was to look up, like, they would be saying, I don't see the dove, but I saw the dove. And,
wow.
Yeah, I thought that was. But, no, other than that, I bought, like, this really interesting book called The Ragamuffin Gospel. And it talks about, you know, God's mercy and how we keep, you know, many times, like, you know, a real relationship with God versus, you know, what people preconceive and things like that. Only got to finish like the first two chapters and stuff like that, but other than that, I, you know, like I said the other day, every time I keep asking Lord, when you're coming, all I'm hearing is I'm coming today, and like when I asked with the attitude of could you give me a date, I just said when are you coming, but I had the intention in my mind of, like, a date, come on, and I'll, like what I saw was 28 in my mind. So I'm actually very glad that I don't have to work tomorrow, and tomorrow's the 28th. So I get to, you know, yes. So, like, you know, hopefully, yeah, we actually leave tonight. But, I mean, I'm just thankful for I can have tomorrow.
I got news for you, Ben.
28th.
Today is the 28th.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. You've been working too hard.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
But I was laughing earlier because you were talking about he's telling you today all the time. And
yeah.
That he and I kind of have an understanding now because I've went through the better part of 2, maybe 2.5 months where every time I would ask him, he would just say today. And I didn't ask him every day, but he did say today every time I asked. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I guess we'll just not talk about it for a while. And actually, eventually, he told me not to continue to ask him. And not, it wasn't because there's anything wrong with it. It was just because he didn't want to. I kept trying to find ways to talk to him about it, and I think it just became a distraction from the other things that he wanted to just get my attention to. And but it's funny to me that you say that, Ben, because I've really been through exactly the same thing. And today. So totally feel
like I can check my computer. I've been fooled. I thought, like, I really checked my computer. Like Carol said, today was the 28th, and I'll check my computer and actually said tomorrow was. So it's might be, I don't know, but hold on. I'll take it tomorrow.
Yeah. Now it's Tuesday, the 28th. Unless, of course, you're on the Julian calendar, in which case it is Tuesday the 15th, I think. Something like that. So, but generally speaking, looking
Jerry,
at,
can you pick
yeah.
all those freeloaders,
yes.
all those freeloaders in chat? They need to get their own oil. You quit draining our oil, and you make a name for yourself. And then you can be in here. Well, we kicking you out. This is the last hour. Go get your own oil.
You move on up to the login, create an identity phase. Yes.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm not sharing my oil. My oil is my oil.
That's right. That is right. So also we have Surabelle, our other mutant ninja turtle. Hi, Surabelle.
Hey guys! Oh my gosh! I was just dying to tell you guys. Like, I tried to get on Facebook chat, and my phone decided that it wasn't going to load Facebook, so I couldn't say, but I got my package, and I'm wearing it on my face, and I've been wearing it on my face since before the show started, I think. But, yeah. So, yeah, I saw the package. Like, first I got my owl, so the owl I've been waiting on, and then underneath it I saw another package that said Sir Donatello, and I just busted out laughing. And then, like, when my brother, like, my little brother, he took the package and he said, hey, what's this? Laughing. So, thank you. No, I just lost the Donnie shades.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. Well, you're inspiring your fellow Ninja Turtles, I'm sure.
Yay.
That's really fun. Well, I hope you guys have fun with those things. And we certainly are. And then I want to bring on Tana. I see her right there because I don't think. Bring on Tana.
Yeah.
Hi, Tana.
Hi. How are you all? I love you all.
Well, I'm well. Thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for rollerblading with me today, and he's helping me try to fix. I'm trying to fix a toilet that's leaking, and I'm trying to fix a sink that's leaking, and he's Mr. Fix-It with me today. But my bolts are stuck inside my toilet tank, and that's where it's leaking. So now I just might just silicone them in there and say forget about it. But I'm trying to get them out. Do it the right way, but anyway,
yeah.
That's my thing, my issue. He helped me unrust the nut, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I was able to get the nut off. Now I just have to get the darn bolt out. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing, because I took the day off. I've had the whole day off.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, anyway.
Yep. Thank you. Well, let's see who else we have here. We have Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Clay.
Hey.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, Keith. Anything going on in your neck of the woods, Keith?
Say that again, what?
Anything going on in your neck of the woods?
Nothing much. We've had, like Judy said, it's been a hot, it's been late and hot in the year, so the weather's changing now. Be nice.
Yeah.
I rollerblading today was like the perfect weather. It was like,
mm-hmm.
I'd say like late 70s, low
mm-hmm.
80s, high 70s.
It's been popping up and down.
That's perfect.
Your southern will come up. So I'm hoping we go home. Right, and the weather changed. Perfect timing.
Keith came over and hung out with me on Sunday. After
We had a good time.
Oh, wow.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my brother and I went over there. We had such a good time. It was so fun. We were there till like 11 p.m. at night watching shows and stuff. It was fun. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was good.
Excellent.
It was fun.
Excellent. That's cool. And we've got at least Pat. I guess you passed.
Hi,
there.
Guys.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Hi, you.
Everybody.
Hi,
love
Mama
you.
Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Love you.
How's everybody doing?
Okay. How are you, Pat?
Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Just hanging in here and just taking care of family and just keeping the Lord company and praying. Yeah. Waiting. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's for sure. So, day by day, just trying to make it work. Try to stay positive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, waiting. Weird dreams, but I wake up, I can't remember them. I don't know.
Working out.
Yep.
Working out stuff. Definitely working some stuff out for you.
Yeah, just, taking care of my daughter and keeping her positive. She's on a lot of meds and stuff, so pray for her to stop smoking and, you know, watch her diabetes better. That would be really good. But I said, I told her today, I said, you know, you have to make the decision to do these things. I can't make them for you. And if you don't want to do anything to help your health, then I really don't want to, what I can do for you. You know, nobody can do anything, but you have to do it for yourself. She's got a lot of health issues, and she knows what to do, but it's, you know, yes, yes, yes. And then, you know, people yes you to death, and then they just go right on and do what they want to do. And I mean, you got to detach. I guess learning how to detach. Maybe someone should give a sermon on how to detach from things that you really don't have to be attached to without hurting the other person or not doing God's will, you know. And I always kind of get the lines blurred because I want to do and help. And sometimes, dang, you can't. You can't.
No.
You can't. No. You can't enable. Yeah. But it's that fine line of where's the compassion and where do you step back? You know, you can't do the thing for the person. You love them, but you can't. You can't. Mama Pat
right.
has a hard time with that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's kind of a parent-kid thing going there, Pat, where sometimes parents just need to step away. So that sometimes parents just need to sit back away a little
step
bit
away.
So they can realize that they need to that they need to take. But as long as they're consumed with you know, reacting to their parents, no matter how, what the age, sometimes it's hard for them to embrace their own
She's going
best interests.
Yeah, but she's schizophrenic, you know, affective. So, but I love her dearly.
Yeah.
She's so wonderful to me, but she's got serious health issues, and it's sad. It's just sad to watch. But anyway, a bunch of us are all going through stuff like this, so I just have to pray about it and just give it to the Lord and let him do. Let go and let God, I think, is the expression I'm looking for. Yeah, but it's just that fine line, like where you say to the Lord, well, but there is no but with him, you know. Can't argue with him. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Right.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
So, I see in chat that Thomas is trying to be online, and he's having tech demons. I had a very unusual phone experience today, so I'm going to send this out to the people who would rule the world.
Well, the Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand. Nothing else, there was no man, and but the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. Your weight in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand.
Challenging song for a host because it ends so quickly. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share right now?
Yes, actually, I was wanting to share about, like, these couple. It's news, but I'm excited about it. I don't care. It's awesome. Like, before, you know, like 30 minutes or an hour ago, like, really, like I said, I wasn't on Facebook most of the day, just to talk on my phone or something, and I really was trying to get to sleep. I haven't been able to sleep all day, but I was looking. I did check the news feed, and not only today did America try to, like, launch a international, like, space station supply rocket up there, and it exploded before it even left the ground, but the American flag at some kind of, I'm trying to remember what the event was. It was some kind of big event, something that happened today. Anyway, it's like an international event. The American flag split in half and, fell to the ground. Like, and that
wow.
is just, like, obviously, like, a sign from God telling the whole world, because, I mean, it's like an international kind of event. Like, every country's got their own flag. America's flag split in half and fell down. You know, once
wow.
again, telling everybody that, America's time's up, because even during the Olympics, I think it was America's flag was displayed in between two other flags at the time, and they were singing the Star Spangled Banner. And when they got to the line that said, you know, and the flag was still there, it fell down to the ground, like, right when they, you know, while they were singing the Star Spangled
wow.
Banner.
And
right. So it's like,
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, really awesome. Just God letting the whole world know, like, you know, whether they're paying attention or not, that, you know, America's time's up.
Right. Yeah.
Baby's been bad.
I don't know if the Lord did that, but it looks so staged. It was definitely intentional, either by the Lord or somebody else. But, yeah, no doubt about it. I remember seeing that. It's like, wow. There's a lot of projecting going on there. And actually, why am I? Sorry, I was looking for something. It wasn't where I thought it was. Anybody else have anything that they want to?
I just have Glenda. If you want.
Okay.
The new one. Yeah, hang on. Let me just get this here. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
I love the last line. Well, when I get to it, you'll like it too. Let's see. Many miracles are coming to my people. They shall happen suddenly to those who have put their faith in me, who have been faithful to me. Many miracles are coming to show the world once more that there is a God in Israel, the I am He. Many miracles shall come suddenly to my people in every nation, and you shall be filled to overflowing with joy. With my spirit, as I answer prayers, you have prayed for many years. Oh, that sounds good, Lord. But know this, my people, when my mighty power flows, persecution shall arise, and you must testify to me, to all men. But this is a good part. Be bold. You are coming home. Love it. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we need to remember that.
It is to Madame Justice that I dedicate this concerto in honor of the holiday she seems to have taken from these parts, and in recognition of the imposter that stands in her stead. Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
Not anymore. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. First, the overture. Yes. Listen carefully. Can you hear it? Now the brass.
I can hear it.
Wait! Here comes the crescendo!
We are commanded to have fun. So we're going to do it.
Best command ever.
Yep. We're going to enjoy what little weight we have left. So
have
today...
Hi, Sarah Bell. Okay.
Hi, Bear.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Okay, so I was on the way to the ocean, and we were having the best day. We did our homeschooling, and then we were going to go do our ocean studies. We love going. And death was everywhere. Death. And we found all these bones that were, like, newly fresh bones. I think we even found, like, a dolphin rib.
Gosh.
I know. Everything was washed up short. And, we were seeing big crabs everywhere, like big whole ones, not just their legs. I mean, like the whole shebang, like you would at a restaurant. And so my son was having fun with those. And But anyway, I just wanted to tell everyone, just blame everything on God in this last hour, you know, because it works. I do. Anytime I get in a pickle, I'm like, this is all your fault, you know. Like, you know, I came home.
Love it.
You know, I came home and you changed everything in our house. I never went to work. The next day I called in sick because it was a Thursday. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I never went back the following Monday. It was a Thursday, it was either a Wednesday, it was the 19th of last year, because I took either 2 days off, just called in sick, because I was like, this is crazy, you know, my son is fasting and praying and weeping and saying the Lord's coming and prophesying, and, you know, I come home and my life totally changed, and so we're having this great day, we're on our way to the ocean, it takes us about 20 minutes, and in my head, my son and I are having a great conversation, but, like, I don't know about you guys, but I talk to God, like, he's always conversing with me if I want, you know, and but I was conversing with him because I can talk to him whenever I want to, and so I was like, I just said this, like, I said, I am so screwed if you don't get here soon, like, on every level.
Love it.
I said,
oh my gosh,
I'm so screwed, like, do you understand how screwed I am, because another issue came up today about another issue, and I don't even need to get into it, we all have our things, we all have our stuff, and so it's okay. It's really not important what it is. It was just another couple things came up in one day. And so I was on my way to the ocean. And it's so funny because I'm having, like, such a great day with just living in the moment and my son. And everything's just so good. We're just blessed, okay? And then and my past all healed. Everything's good. And I just said, I am so screwed. You know how screwed I am, right? And I'm like, this is, like, all your fault. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I know it. All I did was listen to you. And I'm screwed if you don't get here. Anyway, you guys, it was really fun because, like, you know you think about it every now and then. You know what God did. He is coming, okay? But, you know, every now and then you think of, like, oh, my gosh, what have you gotten me into, Lord, you know? Anyway, so what I want to say is that, within less than 5 minutes after, you know, we're having this conversation in my head, and I'm also having another conversation with my son at the same time and really enjoying his company, everything left me. Like, when I said, you know, I'm screwed because I was thinking about the two things that challenged me today, and... Who's making that noise? Jerry, mute them all, I tell you.
Mute them all. Yes.
Mute them all.
Yes, we will do that.
Y'all need to mute your phone if you're going to be brushing your hair and stuff. That sounded like someone was brushing their hair. Anyway, I'm just joking, but I'm already done, so you can unmute. You can mute me, but but I just wanted to say, like, I was really cool, you guys, because as soon as I got out of my car, we were walking down the ocean. It was all gone. It left. Like, the whole thought of I'm screwed and the two things that were facing me today, that if he doesn't come, I'm seriously screwed, even more than I am already. And the thing was, it was so funny because the Lord loved it when I said that. I didn't really know how much he loved it until I got out of my car. And I don't know how to tell you, but this is called walking by faith and living in the supernatural, and we're doing it right now. If you're walking in childlike faith and radical surrender to God, you're going to see some supernatural stuff. And my most favorite supernatural event is when the Lord consumes me with his confidence and a knowing. That's my most favorite thing in this final hour, is when he consumes me with this confidence. It's almost cocky. It's almost a cockiness, but it's not cocky because it's a good confidence. But it is kind of like in your face world, I know what's really going on. And like, I didn't even expect it, but he just filled me with this knowing that he is coming. And I already know that. But, you know, I live in the world too, just like you. And yes, Alana, radical confidence in God. That is so true. That's a good term. And you know what? He just filled me with this serious radical confidence and knowing. And it wasn't even an issue. The two things that went at me, it was like he completely took care of them. They're not taken care of that I know of, but they are in my mind. In my mind, they're nothing. They mean nothing. Because my dad says it's not important, then, you know, hey, it's not important. And, you know, apparently to him it's not. It's not important to him that I'm doing things out of the box. And, you know, he's okay with it. I even said, Lord, this is so irresponsible. I mean, doesn't the Bible say if you owe a debt, you have to pay it? And God laughed. He totally laughed. He's like, you're fine. Everything you're doing is right. It's holy. It's me. It's okay. And I was like, wow. Because I could find scripture both for and against how I'm living right now. And that's why I say, guys, you can find scripture for every freaking little thing, both pro and con. What you need to do is find what the Lord is saying to you personally, okay? Once you get that rhema from him, who cares? Like, I don't care. I don't, but I've been studying the Bible for 28 years, so every now and then these little thoughts come up in my mind, and I'm like, God, this is so wrong. I'm not being able to pay back what I owe, and this is not okay. Like, that's not cool, you know? And he was like, yeah, it is. It's okay. And so I just listened to my dad. I'm not saying anyone should live the way I'm living at all. Everyone should live the way that I don't recommend the radical lifestyle change that he did to me, because that was for me. But I've talked to many people who he's called them to that too. And it's out of the box and it's weird, but if it's him, you're good. Now, if you go up and stop your job and do all this stuff and he didn't say it and he didn't spark it, don't do it, because that's kind of foolish, you know? I mean, but what I'm saying is everybody that I'm talking to right now is walking in supernatural faith and confidence and is walking in stuff that they've given up for his appearing. I know that because that's what this church is. It's a church of people who have, on so many levels, you've given up stuff just like I have. And just because it's not as extreme as mine doesn't mean that mine's stronger. You know, to each and every person that God tells to do something, it's just as important. It's just as big. What matters is, did you obey him? Did you believe him? Did you act on it? And I have full confidence that when I see him face to face, I'm confident. I'm cocky and I'm confident. I'm like, you will pick me up now. You will place me in my mansion because I earned this sucker, you know? And you know what? I'm joking around because I don't earn anything, but I accepted God's free gift of everything to me. And because I have believed like a child and accepted everything that he gives for free, I'm going to get it. And he's going to get her done, and he's coming to get us, guys. And it's really exciting. I'm telling you, he filled me when I got out of my car at that ocean with this, I'm telling you, this confidence, this knowing, that it just doesn't come by reading the Bible or spending 5 hours in worship. You know, it just comes from having a friendship with God, driving to the ocean saying, I'm screwed if you don't get here, like now. And, you know, and then he just fills you up. And we had the best time. But I really felt like the message he gave me at the ocean with my son. I didn't expect anything. I just went out to go have a good day with my son. We're studying the ocean and curriculum with science at homeschool. And so we were going to go, you know, look at some things at the ocean that we were looking at. We're talking about tides, low tides, high tides, and things like that. Well, anyway, my son and I did not expect to see death. And what the Lord put in my spirit was calm before the storm, because I have never seen this little bay so calm ever. And everything was still. And it was kind of creepy. Even my son was like, this is weird, Mom, and there's hardly anyone out here, and it's so still, and the oceans are, the waves are barely crashing. And I said, I know. But then the craziest thing was there was, like, dead stuff everywhere. We saw the dead jellyfish. I told you that. There's no birds, nothing, and it's just still. And then it stunk, too. And then, but then we began to look, and like I said, we found a big bone. It definitely has to be from, like, a dolphin or something. And we saw it, and we collected it. And we're going to go, like, observe it and try to figure out what it's from. But then we saw another bone with the leg attached. We think that we're not quite sure what this bone was. The ligament was all intact and everything, and that was another deeper on down the beach. And then we saw this crab, I told you. Like, there was plenty of crabs, but there were some that were fully intact and huge, guys. And the Lord was just speaking, you know, I'm coming, calm before the storm. That's what he told me today. And he said, death, yes, death is here. It is here. You know, the Pacific Ocean, you guys, I've been going to the same place for 5 years, and I'm telling you, it is, who cares what you see on YouTube? I live here 20 miles from Bodega Bay, and I go to the ocean all the time, and things are not normal. They are not, things are okay. Like I told you, we saw all the dead jellyfish, tons of them, like never in 5 years. I know that happens sometimes. I understand the way cycles work, but this was not normal. Nothing about it was normal because of the type of jellyfish they were, and I read more about the type that we were seeing. That's not normal. Those type aren't supposed to come up. And, okay, and then, like, now I'm seeing all these huge, big crabs that are dead, and my son broke it open and was having fun doing science with that thing. But it's exciting, you know. Just, he's coming, okay, and he will give you the confidence. He will make you almost cocky in your knowing. And I really felt, that's how I felt when I walked out of the car. I was just like, I know something you don't, you know. The king of the universe is talking to me, and it still amazes me. I never get, like, I'm always shocked when God answers a prayer. I'm still shocked when he talks back to me. I really am, because you guys, if you think about it, the God of the universe, you know, like, is communing with us. Forget the president and all these stupid people. I mean, it's the God of the universe. He loves us. I'm serious. When he healed my cat, you know, you would think after all the prayers I've seen and how good God is, I still was shocked. I'm still shocked that my cat is totally healed after 1 week of being so sick and, like, showing signs of something pretty wrong. And her little abdomen still looks a little swollen, but she's happy. She's doing great, you know. And I'm telling you, chat room is so funny right now. Yeah, and Alana said crabs mean there's dead stuff around. And you know what's creepy, guys? Normally, you would see, like, these big crabs that are out there just laying there dead that are full of meat. You know, their legs are thick. They're big. But, you know, if you ever go to, like, Red Lobster and you see the lobsters and the crabs in the tank, they're huge like that. Okay, well, anyway, there's no seagulls to rip them apart. See, usually you see the little crab legs dead everywhere because the seagulls come and they rip those suckers apart and eat it. Well, there's no seagulls, guys. There's no seagulls. Remember, the 5th of November. Death is here. Death is here. So anyway, in my trunk, in the trunk of my sister's car, I forgot, it's probably going to stink right now, but I left all the bones in there that we collected. So I need to go get those bones out before I pick her up for work. But yeah, so we collected a bunch of dead stuff, and I think it's prophetic. I really do. And then I get home. Remember, God's been speaking to me about death. And then I get home, and then the freaking NASA rocket blows up, and I watch the whole thing.
Wow.
I laughed so hard because, like, I found out instantly that nobody died. It was unmanned. So that's why I think the Lord let me laugh so hard, because the Lord was laughing. I swear, it's kind of like the Ebola thing. When I watched it, I got the biggest giggles. I was like, ha, ha. I was like, LOL, man will always fail. And God's letting people see, man is failing miserably. And I think God laughed when that sucker blew. I mean, that thing just blew up, okay? And that just made me happy. Because guess what? The only one that's not going to fail you in this hour is Jesus Christ. And God's trying to get people to see, you know. But, you know, anyway, yeah, that car's going to stink. It's my sister's car because I gave up my car for his appearing. So, yeah, they're telling me in the chat that my dead crab's all over the inside. Actually, we didn't bring a dead crab home. We actually brought home a bone. I think it's a dolphin rib. I don't even know. Do dolphins have ribs? I'm going to go look it up because it was a definite bone. And then the other thing, I mean, it was like a fresh bone. And the other one was still attached, like the different parts of the bones were attached. So I think it might have been, I don't know. We were trying to figure it out. Maybe like it didn't look like a fishbone, but maybe a bird, a bigger type of a bird. Yeah, dolphin rib. I don't know. Do dolphins have ribs? Well, they're all mammals, right?
That's right.
They have ribs, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you guys, we're getting rescued, Mr. Poofer, Billy. We really are. We're out of here. I'm telling you, we are so out of here. Oh, yeah, everyone's asking if I poof because the show ended. That's right. Spirit and the Bride say,
come.
Well, I just thought it was cute that we went to the ocean not expecting to see death or talk about death, and my son was even overcome by death. He said, Mom. He doesn't ever talk like this, you guys. He's not one of those kids that loves scary movies and all that. He's not into that. But he was like, Mom, wouldn't it be creepy if, like, a dead body washed to shore? He never talks like that. But he was feeling it, too. He really was.
Yeah.
The bone collector. Yeah, no, seriously, we have a bunch of bones in the back of the car. We do. And we want to figure out what they're from. And my sister she's really into science, so she's going to have so much fun when she comes. She collects fossils and everything. So we're kind of like a science family over here. And animal spirits are in my car. I hope so, because you guys are funny in chat. But, you know, Billy, we're getting rescued, brother. We are getting rescued. Bella's getting rescued. Bella's in the doghouse. And I have a freebella.com website. If you can just click on there. It's a free Billy and freebella.com. And kidding, Billy. He can't even call in now. But, yeah, so Billy needs a rescue. I think Billy needs a rescue worse than me even. He's convinced me.
It's election time. He can probably go get an Obozo phone. Get him an Obozo
phone. Yeah, I already told him I would mail him my Go phone. I have a new one that I got, and I would mail it to him, and all he has to do is put some minutes on it. But he's not. He said there's no time. He's right. We're leaving.
Yeah.
And that means he believes what God's saying, that there's no time, so that's good.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for letting me share.
Absolutely.
You guys, we're so poofed. It's not even funny.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Dead was death everywhere.
Amen. Let's poof. Flower.
Let's poof like that rocket. That rocket went poof.
Well, that's
man,
was that,
did you guys... Huh?
Was that the rocket they call the Dragon X?
It's the Cygnus. NASA's Cygnus rocket. Oh, did they call it? Was that a nickname? I don't know. All I know was the Cygnus.
No, there's a company, then they call it Dragon X. There's like three different things going on right now with rockets.
Okay, well,
this
one was the CYGNUS one. It suffered an explosion just seconds before liftoff. I can't, if you haven't seen it, I already liked the video to myself.
Cygnus is, isn't that
but
like
nobody
the
died with and
Phoenix?
Yeah, Cygnus, C-Y-G-N-U-S. It says Antares rocket, A-N-T-A-R-E-S. Antares rocket explodes over Cape, But it's the,
Wow. That means swan.
But it was
an
unmanned commercial supply rocket, and it was bound for the International Space Station to bring supplies and stuff. So that's a lot of money, you know, that was headed to the ISS, you know, and it's not going there. I think someone said it was $40 billion worth of product.
that it was sending to the International Space Station.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
So I hope that's people. We've got Thomas back on the line, and we've got, I think, Deb called in, and also Raina.
Oh, yay!
Let me get everybody opened back up now. Would anybody like to say something? Or Judy, you can continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I want to hear everybody else.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give everybody a chance to think about it. Because what you were saying earlier on about how we are sold out, I was already thinking about playing this song, and then it fit perfectly.
Dedicate this concerto in honor of the holiday she seems to have taken from these parts, and in recognition of the imposter that stands in her stead. Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
November 4th.
Not anymore. Remember. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. First, the overture. Yes. Yes, the strings. Listen carefully, can you hear it? Now the brass.
I can hear it.
Wait! Here comes the crescendo!
It's very beautiful because our fireworks will be us headed up in the air. Jesus loves fireworks. And
oh,
he is the drama king of kings.
I love fireworks too.
Yes, he's told me he likes fireworks. Oh, yeah.
I love fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, he does. I have something I just came across. I think you guys would like to hear this. It's from the Elijah list. This is on ISIS, so this is going to make you smile. Because God's pissed, I guess that's the best way to put it. And he's told somebody how pissed he is. So here we go. This is from Steve Schultz from the Elijah List today. Sometimes a word is so intense and so good that it's difficult to even summarize to prepare you for it. So, as in some cases, here are three quick excerpts from the prophetic word. Need encouragement today? Here's your encouragement. So this is from the Lord. Your enemy has looked at you, and he has sneered and laughed at you. He said, not this generation, he said, not these people. They will never take back what I have stolen for two generations. But the Spirit of the Lord says, I can hear the sound of a people that want to possess and take back what is theirs. God says ISIS will have a crisis because there shall be a Damascus Road experience at the very top. If I could do it with Saul of Tarsus, can I not do it with ISIS? Who are they? Who are they, God says? My name is Yeshua. My name is Jesus. And I am capable of doing it, and I will do it again and again and again and again and again and again, says the Lord. So, man says, in my garden during prayer now, I caught a glimpse of fire spreading in Africa. I am burdened for Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Uganda. These regions are under the watchful eye of God. Pray for them. Sudan, a mischief that God is displeased with. China, on the move. Then I saw a fire between the colors of blue and white. Pray for the children in these regions. So that was the message given today about ISIS. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was good. That was a surprise. He's watching and he's doing. I love this again and again and again stuff from the Lord. Wow. You know, ISIS doesn't realize that people are praying to get rid of them, and there's more praying to get rid of them than there is of them. So, and God is not deaf and he is not blind. he's on the move. A Damascus, he's talking about a Damascus Road experience. I don't, at the very top. So I don't know what that means, but boy, he's going to do something. Boy.
Wow. Yeah, you know, it'll be really interesting because I do. We know, we've talked about this before, how we've seen and talked about how the Lord is working behind the veil, if you will, of the Islamic countries. And he's just going straight to the people and saying, you know, and opening up their eyes. And and he's going to reveal it all before it's all said and done in whatever stages he believes is appropriate.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Who are they? God says. Oh my
name is Yeshua. My name is Jesus. I am capable of doing it, and I will do it again and again and again and again. And again. Says one, love it, love it. Oh, my yeah. goodness. Right on, Lord. Go right ahead and do what you're going to do, because we're right behind you. Stop this cancer.
That's right.
Or convert them. I would say convert them. Shekinah glory for everyone. I was laughing at Judy when she was talking about bills, because I said the same thing to the Lord. I said, I've got these things to pay off. He says, when you go, and then there's the rapture, he says, do you think anybody is going to be thinking about who owes what to bills? It's like they're going to be looking for a cave to hide where all the fireballs coming and everything else. That's terrible, isn't it? Oh, sorry.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. But it's true.
Well, no, I think it's very true. I mean, you know, it's
yeah.
very true. They're going to have much bigger problems than
exactly.
some leveraged balance sheet, okay?
They're not going to think about who owes who.
It's
That's
all
good.
Electronic anyway. They won't be able to...
They won't be able to do a thing. They'll be looking
yeah.
for coverage under a rock, even.
That's it.
Yeah.
They'll be going low-tech
yeah.
in a hurry. Low-tech in a hurry.
Back to the Stone Ages.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, there's my 2 cents for today.
Yeah, this is the only phone call they'll want to place.
Give me information. Information. Give me long distance, long distance. Give me
operate.
We've got Jesus
precious.
On our line. We've got other
yes,
people on
our
line.
Yes, we do.
If I start sounding too much like a disc jockey, just tell me. Send me a private note and said cut it out or something. But I'm trying to have fun. So, you know, that's the theme of the day, is having fun. So,
that's what
anyway.
He wanted us to do.
That's it. That is it.
Moment.
And like they say, there's even a song, accentuate the positive, right?
Absolutely.
And we're in a position to, you know, we.
Amen.
That's what he's led us to do for good reason. For good reason. Does anybody else have anything that they've come across today or find interesting?
Well, yesterday I just wanted to talk about how silly I think it is that, you know, I came home, I was trying to, you know, enjoy reading a book and I couldn't even pick it up because all of a sudden, like, just depression for no reason came over me. But it was funny because I had nothing to be sad about. And I was like, wow, why is this so? You know, I felt that, like, you know, as an attack or something like that. Of course, I don't want to just call everything an attack, you know. And so, you know, anyway, I basically fought them. I'm like, devil, you leave now because this is stupid. I have nothing to be sad about and everything like that. And, you know, I go outside and I have like a, you know how you can talk to the Lord and you have a good time. Like, you'll laugh and then you'll also cry and then laugh and cry at the same time. I had that yesterday. I just want to share that because I think it's so funny that the devil will try to attack. You know, I mean, we're still in the flesh. We're still here on this planet. We're still in a war zone. So, you know, but the devil has no power. You know, it's funny because, you know, he might try to insert thoughts in your head or try to make you just feel depressed, like, for no reason. But for me, you know, I just want to share it because, like I said, I thought it was just completely hilarious that, you know, there was nothing to be sad about. I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm a sad dude. It's pathetic, actually.
Right. You know, yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, I had, I think before you younger guys were with us very much, I had a day where I was just really overcome, and it was a day I was hosting the show, and not too long before the show started, I was just really overcome with this deep feeling of sorrow, and I couldn't figure out what it was about because it didn't fit my context, and I was like, where is this coming from? And eventually I realized that it was the Lord. He was sharing himself with me. And on that particular occasion, what he was sharing with me was a feeling of sorrow. And I think I've been having the last couple of days, I've been having a different kind of sensation. But, you know, today I've realized that he's in it. And this afternoon, I'm really increasingly realizing that this is somehow is related to him, not just me. And I know he's, you know, in it anyway, but I was sort of spending some time with him on it today, and basically it kept coming back. You know, you were talking then about, you know, asking about dates and just kept saying today, and that's what he would say to me and so much. But on this subject, two or three times now, well, at least, he's basically said, I don't, you know, whatever, this thing that's sort of on my mind and I feel around me, that, you know, I won't have to do anything. And he's saying, you know, it felt like something where I might have to do something, but instead he's saying you won't have to do anything. So whatever I'm feeling is a combination of something he's placing with me. And just because it's negative doesn't mean it's not him, because he has what we call negative emotions too. You know, he has sorrow and grief and anger and disappointment, and he has all those things too. And sometimes he just shares himself with us. And watching how it has, you know, been experienced by a lot of members of our group over time, it's been really a sense that he does it a little bit at a time, so that no one of us, you know, like one person at a time, so no one of us gets overwhelmed by any of it. And sometimes it can be more than one person at a time, but I think he just shares it and spreads it around. And So, you know, he will do that and share his experience in whatever his feelings are. And sometimes just because we perceive them as negative feelings, and you know, they're not, they might be just from him. He may be just sharing himself with you.
Amen.
And you should ask him. Ask him about that.
Yes.
Because that's part of our friendship, part of our experience together.
Yes,
our relationship.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. He will share with you. You know,
yeah.
If you have a real friend, a real, real, real friend, then you share everything, all your thoughts and feelings, because there's a bond of trust and comfort.
And believe me, if you want to talk about, for example, righteous indignation, well, buddy, if you're looking at something and he's unhappy,
yeah.
Whoa, I'm telling you, you're going to feel it. Really, really feel it.
He will give you a look sometimes. He won't even say anything. He doesn't have to, because you know that look. And it's like you behave immediately.
If you can see his look. Otherwise, yes, you feel it.
No, in your spirit. In your spirit, you can. You can see that face. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Well, he loves to share everything with us.
Hey,
the closer you come, the more he shares.
Well, I was talking about earlier about the flag thing that happened today and the flag thing that happened with one in particular. Were you saying, like, it looks set up? Because I do remember the one that happened a while back at the Olympics. Yeah, there's a lot of people that did say, like, it looked like it was set up. It probably was set up, yeah. But was it that one you were talking about? I actually didn't get to see the flag event that happened today. I was just hearing people talk about
it. No, I haven't. I haven't seen that. No, I was talking about the one at the Olympics. It was, you know, right when the lyric got to, you know, the waving flag or whatever. It was just too much.
It's too good.
But the Lord could have done that too.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just saying, the way I look at it, you know, it's about, the Bible verse always comes to my mind about, you know, I'd rather you be hot or cold than lukewarm, because even when people who are cold or unaware of it, God can still use them. And he, you know, lukewarm is just like a whole other story. But, like, even when people are, like, just outspoken and, you know, they might deep down believe, you know, I don't know how to put it, but, you know, they're cold. Basically, that's what the way I can describe them, they're cold. But even when they're not aware of it, God is still using them to do his will. Like, you know, because for Jesus to be on the cross in the first place, you know, somebody had to put him there, you know. And that's kind of the way I look at it, you know. Like, the, you know, omnipotent, you know, in control of literally everything, you know.
Well, actually,
kind of like,
that's true. And I'll give you another example of that, and that is Pharaoh, when God was moving the people out of, you know, the Israelites out of Egypt, and that, you know, he made it very clear in his descriptions that he had hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would do it, and I think it actually probably says it more than one time, so that Pharaoh would do the things that caused the Exodus to play out the way it did. And so, you know, he's in all of this. And, you know, when you basically get on his bad side, he will lead you to do more things that are unwise. And, you know, if you have a hardened heart anyway, he's just going to harden it more. And this is why the people who, you know, would try to control things are in such a bad way, because, you know, they've given themselves over to going against God's will. And, you know, for especially the ones who know the most or are in power, because they won't change their heart, probably he won't allow them to. And he's going to cause them to do things they're unwise. I saw, you know, George Soros is certainly one of those people, and he's involved in all our politics, and he owns the company that counts all the electronic votes on the voting machines, and so on and so forth. He's an unusual individual, and just yesterday I watched a tape of him doing a recent interview, and horrible too, by the way. He's old anyway, but he was struggling to say the things that he knew he was supposed to say. It was very interesting to see, because he's been part of this agenda for such a long time, and you could tell that he had inner conflict, but he was saying the things that he was intending to say anyway. But he hardly sounded convinced or was convincing. It was almost like he was half-heartedly reading from a script. But he's being drawn through this process because he's committed to whatever he's committed to. But, you know, the Lord is going to do these things, and he's in it all. You know, that actually is a phrase and a concept that he put on my heart before the show started today out of nowhere. And that is, no matter how evil a thing appears to be, God created everything, and he's in control of everything. And so even when people set their hearts and their minds against the purposes of God, God is still in it. They can't remove him from it. They can go against him, but they can't remove him from it. And, you know, it's that kind of thought process or understanding that causes me to have a really hard... You cannot understand people who do evil on an intellectual level, because it's stupid. I mean, you can't defeat the person who's in control of, or the entity that's in control of everything. No matter how hard you try, no matter how smart you try to be, no matter what, you know, you can get an advantage over human beings, but you can't get an advantage over God.
No.
Yeah, God is in control, yeah. Allows people to be...
It's just silly.
Yeah, God is in control. He's got everything under control.
Amen.
Evil, you know, everything's under control, because he only allows a certain amount of stuff to happen, you know, and then he puts a stop to it. So he's in control of everything.
Especially
like
now.
Like the Pharaoh and everything. God was in control of all that. Things have to happen a certain way in order for his Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And to carry out, especially the end times. Certain people are going to have to take a part that are not, you know, for God in order for his Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
That's right.
All the evil ones, whether they know it or not, are God's puppets.
Exactly.
We're all God's puppets.
That's true, too. It really is true.
Some of us have strength and some of us don't.
You know, and we embrace